What's up, everybody? Today I'm going to talk about internet safety. Social media is basically what any age group uses today to communicate ideas, express feelings, show fashion trends, or learn on any subject you want to. On YouTube, if you would like to know more about the dangers of internet safety, you can look up videos of people pretending to be strangers and scaring the irresponsible children. Then there's also cyberbullying, which is when people use social media to say or do mean things to you. For example, if you post a selfie and someone says you look ugly, that is a form of cyberbullying, and the bully wouldn't like that if that happened to them. In order to combat this, you can block them, make an account, or even just ignore it. Never do it back to them, because that can get you in more trouble than you would get into. Finally, I'm going to talk about the most serious one, cybercrimes, which include hacking, cyberstalking, and many more. Hacking is really bad because it can ruin a person's life. They can ruin their life by taking their money, leaving them homeless, or unable to support their children. Home, because you took their money, and even life if you do something bad to them. Also, if you get caught hacking, you can get a hefty sentence in jail of 10 years. Also, cyberstalking isn't really dangerous, but it's just weird, because no one wants to be watched on the internet. And you can still get jail time for doing that. Well, that's about it for this show, chat. Hope to see you next time in the next episode of Seb's Verdict. Today, I'm going to talk about internet safety. Social media is basically what any age group uses today to communicate ideas, express feelings, show fashion trends, or learn on any subject you want to. This is the reason why it's so easy to be cyberbullied. Among the different ways of cyberbullying, I would like to talk about catfishing first. It doesn't take much to change or create a different identity from reality. And because of that, if you're not careful, it's very easy to be tricked by somebody. Many people out there just try to take advantage of you by doing this because they're aware of the vulnerability of some people. They can do this by pretending to be another person and then meeting with you in real life, in which they can do harmful things to you. It is very important to know how to navigate the internet in a smart and cautious way. Being young and inexperienced, it is definitely a window for mean-spirited people to try and hurt you. Therefore, it is crucial that we have the best communication with our parents and older people that we trust. Because if we are not sure of something and we are afraid of being tricked by someone, it's always a good idea to discuss it to an adult to avoid future problems. Internet and social media is a lot of fun as long as you are careful and responsible for your choices. Hopefully this never happens to you, but if you're going to meet a stranger you met online in real life, always make sure to tell an adult. Thank you.